Good morning, I'm Tony Magoo with your local Buffalo News Morning Headlines on Buffalo's number one oldie station, WECK. Yesterday at a packed house, President Donald Trump awarded the Medal of Honor to Western New York native and U.S. Army Staff Sergeant David Bellavia.
Will you please join me in welcoming Staff Sergeant David Bellavia. David, thank you.
Bellavia was cited for bravery and heroism in the Second Battle of Fallujah in November of 2004, also known as Operation Phantom Fury. Bellavia joins a very small group from Western New York to have received the nation's highest military honor, and he is the first living recipient of the honor from the Iraq War. Yesterday afternoon, North Tonawanda police arrested Timothy Payne, 36, of North Carolina, inside City Hall after spending time with Mayor Arthur Pappas discussing veterans issues. Payne was the subject of a state police bulletin about a man with guns in his van. When police searched the van parked in front of City Hall, they found a loaded pistol, two loaded military-style rifles, and approximately 400 rounds of ammunition. Payne was charged with second-degree criminal possession of a weapon, and more charges could be added pending an investigation. Elsewhere, there's a report that M&T Bank has an agreement to load up the moving trucks and ship over 1,000 tech workers and place their tech hub inside Buffalo's tallest building, Seneca One Tower. The report goes on to say that M&T will claim all or more than 15 of the 38 available floors in the downtown building. A Washington, D.C. developer has funneled a lot of money into the building since they bought it in 2016, and M&T is now their first major tenant. And the Buffalo Sabres' new season will be their 50th in town, and the start of the 2019-20 season will come on the road in Pittsburgh on October 3rd. The home opener will be two nights later against the New Jersey Devils. One major highlight of the season will be an away game that will require your passport and long-distance travel preparations. The Sabres will play back-to-back games against the Tampa Bay Lightning in Stockholm, Sweden on November 8th and 9th. We understand Rick Jenneret will be replaced on the broadcast by someone quite familiar to Western New York audiences. I'm Tony Magoo with your local Buffalo News headlines for Wednesday, June 26th. On Buffalo's number one oldie station, WECK.